flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We love every Wednesday at this time the opportunity to talk to Mr. Mike Quick.
Mike Quick is sponsored by the Bet Parks app. New users get up to $1,000 in casino bonus back. BetParks.com for the details. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, Mike played in the Fog Bowl and announced another unbelievable weather-affected game. This time, a better outcome. As Eagles took down the Rams in a snowstorm the other day. We love talking to Mike, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
So, Mike, give us a compare and contrast for a moment, visibility-wise. Now, you were the perspective, of course, in the booth the other day. How would you compare and contrast visibility Fog Bowl to the snow the other day?
Not even close. No comparison.
Fog way worse?
Yeah, I stood down in that fog, and you know, I could run a 10-yard route and look back to find Randall, and I could only see like the bottom part of. I could see from the waist down. I really couldn't see the upper part of him. Completely different. Although it was fuzzy, the visibility, but we could still see everything and everybody. We couldn't see the numbers on the field, For the most part, you could see the players and make out the numbers, who the players were. So that wasn't a major issue. The Fog Bowl, completely different.
Yeah, and you guys would have won. You guys would have won the Fog Bowl if the fog hadn't rolled in. I will always believe that.
Thanks for bringing that back up.
Well, yeah.
It's not painful at all.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I needed that.
All right, so
all the good things that are going on right now. Yeah.
Exactly, Mike.
All right, Mike. So big game on Sunday. Let's get to it through the prism of a few things. So Jalen, and again, I don't mean to skew negative. He does a lot of things really well, but hold on to the ball too long is not one of the things he does well. How do they get him to just fire it away? Or do you think that the so conservative approach is wise because the defense is so good that it's just, you know what, it keeps working, keep doing it? What do you make of it?
Well, listen, look at the results. There are 32 teams in the National Football League, and we're down to the final four with the method that they go about doing things, and we're in the final four.
Yep.
It's hard to complain for me about that. The means, the way you get there, yeah, you can talk about it. You can, tear it apart, take it apart. But the bottom line is you win and you advance to the next week. And man, listen, it's hard for me to complain about where they are, even the methods.
I got to complain.
You're getting to here.
I got to complain, though, because I was always taught that a sack destroys a drive. I was always taught that
Absolutely.
You do everything you can to avoid sacks, and now it feels like we're just swallowing it, like taking it like it's our medicine. And
no.
Seven sacks on 27 dropbacks, it felt like throwing the ball away was the answer more often than not, and I'm not seeing that at all, and I'm just wondering why.
I agree there. I think you should have more throwaways in that rather than taking sacks. But you look at the teams that have advanced, they all are on the plus side of the turnover margin. Mm-hmm. And that is the key, that you don't give opportunities or more opportunities, especially on a short field, for the other team to have the football.
Yeah, I wonder, Mike, if things are going to change, if the looks that we get are going to start changing, because our run game has become a passing game in terms of explosivity. You know, we score at any point from anywhere on the field. So once upon a time, it made sense to add a safety into the box. Now, with Saquon's speed and with our offensive line's ability to just cover everybody up, moving a safety down doesn't necessarily prevent the long runs. You know, it's almost like it makes them easier for Saquon because he can just run right by. The guy takes the wrong angle. Split second, he's right by him. It feels almost like we're setting a new standard, doesn't it, Mike?
John, you're in a quandary when you're a defensive coordinator and you're going against this team. So what would you do?
Yeah.
The only thing you really can do is try and add more people in the box, and that's what will happen. And I'm sure that Joe Witt, their D coordinator, he's trying to figure out a way to slow down Saquon. But bottom line is, this is an offensive line that can dominate the line of scrimmage, and when you are able to get Saquon to the second level, that's when the fun begins. And everyone knows that, and everyone's trying to stop it, and they're having problems trying to stop it.
I agree.
It's the superpower. It's the strength of this team that they can run the ball. And if you look at Washington, I think they're 30th ranked in stopping the run game in the National Football League.
Yeah, I feel good about
that. The numbers are what the numbers are. And if it says that they are almost last in stopping the run, then you have to run the ball against this team, regardless of how many people they try and put in the box. And oh, by the way, you got wide receivers that can beat their corners.
Well, how concerned should we be that our wide receivers really had a bad game? I mean, they're coming off of what felt like the least productive game of the year. It was also the least, weather-friendly game of the year. So I'm telling myself, like, that's just an outlier, isn't it?
Well, I always, when you have a game like that, it just fuels you. And you're ready for the next opportunity because the next opportunity you're going to just go all out to make sure that you don't have back-to-back games like that. And that's what I'm expecting from Devontae, AJ, and I think Jahan Dotson will factor into this game as well.
Nice.
Yeah, Mike, so an interesting comment by someone earlier this week, I really don't remember who on our program, said maybe Washington goes with a lot of hurry-up offense to try to turn in our, like Jalen Carter plays every play, basically, which is so ridiculously rare. And that maybe it's a way to try to stymie him, particularly late in the game, if you can wear him down, and tons of hurry-up offense. Do you think that would be a wise course of action for Washington on Sunday?
That's already what they do. I remember making a note about that in the first or second game, that they run more tempo offense, no-huddle offense, than any other team in the league. And it's worked for them. They're good at it. And, yeah, I expect that. And Vic's expecting that. Vic Fangio already knows every number associated with that offense, and he's going to have a plan for every number that's associated with that offense. That is a big part of what they do, try and limit your substitution on the defensive side by going with their tempo offense.
What do you do to slow that down? What do you do defensively if you're Vic Fangio against this young up-and-coming quarterback and a tempo offense where they can keep you in whatever personnel grouping you're in? Which really, for me, it's not that big an issue. I think with our defense, with Cooper DeJean as our nickel, we can get in an all-encompassing personnel grouping when we go nickel 42. You got your two linebackers. You got Cooper DeJean as your quasi third backer. I think you can cover anything as well as anyone else out
there.
Well,
I'll say this,
when
John,
you go nickel 42,
I'm not as worried about that as I am Jalen Carter, less effective in the fourth quarter, and Josh Sweat, who plays a ton of snaps, going to Vic Fangio and says, "Look, you got to get me a break here for a second."
Well, we got Jalen Hunt back.
But then Bryce Huff might have to go in. Like, I don't want Bryce Huff on the field. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. That's my
concern.
You guys
are funny.
Well, I mean, you know what, Mike, you know who also doesn't want him on the field? Let's be real. Vic Fangio. He played him one play in the last two games. He played
We don't have to worry about him being on the
field.
Well,
I'm just saying.
There you go.
Not a functional player.
I'm just saying, if I'm Washington, I'm going fast to try to force that. That's all I'm getting at. I think it would be smart for them. So we'll see.
I think the makeup of this defense, the personnel, it lends itself to being able to make the adjustments to all of those things. John, you talk about that 4-2 mm-hmm. with the two linebackers. And it's so easy when you need to, when you're expecting run, to walk one of those linebackers, and mainly Zach Bond, down on the edge because you're used to having him on the edge, and play a five-man front.
Yeah.
There's
better angles at stopping that run, better angles at keeping your outside arm free and leveraging it all, keeping it inside of you. We have answers.
Personnel. You have personnel that they are multifaceted, so you can put these guys in different positions and they know what they're supposed to do, their responsibilities are at these positions. And this team is built the right way, is what I'm trying to say.
I agree.
I totally agree.
I'm both sides.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. All right, Mike, last thing, I'm curious. I know you're a very proud Eagle, very proud. What is your reaction to this tremendous fact? This century, which is now, you know, we're quarter of the way through the century, basically. The Philadelphia Eagles this century have been to 8 NFC Championship games, and the Dallas Cowboys have been to 0. What is your reaction to that?
That's my reaction.
I love it, Mike.
That was a perfect reaction.
I mean, it really is wild, and it's such a testament primarily to Lurie, because he and Howie are the two guys that have been here this whole time. And obviously Howie's role elevated, you know, over time. But, you know, everything else has changed.
You got to figure, like, you have to realize the Dallas Cowboys are the least threatening team in our division. And that's
How
not.
How about that?
Yeah, that's not. I don't know
about that. I'd say the Giants a little bit more.
Listen, I know that.
I don't think so.
Joe, I know that we have to take this thing apart, but let me just say this. Enjoy this era of football. Enjoy where we are. As much as we have to, like, take this thing apart and break it down and try and figure out the what's and the why.
Yep.
Enjoy this.
I agree with you, and I appreciate that. I know what you're saying is back off, Jalen. That's what you're saying, right?
I'm just saying enjoy the ride.
I know.
I'm having a blast.
Well, you should, Mike.
Yeah.
You should. If you were really tough, you and Merrill would get out there on the field like Devin and announce the game from the field.
Oh, hold on.
In the snow. Like,
yeah, why don't you get out there without sleeves on
yeah,
for
Mike.
This playoff
yeah.
game?
Yeah,
like,
why don't you
tough it out?
Yeah,
get
tough
out there
it out
in
quick.
Like a T-shirt
and
show us who's boss.
All right, Mike.
Listen, Devin is really being tested, and this will, she will find out if she really wants this job or not going forward in conditions like we had last week.
Well, here's the big question I want to know. If the Eagles get a ring, does Devin get a ring for like a quarter of the service of the year?
Of course.
That's above my pay grade. So
good answer, Mike.
All right, Mike, stay well, man. We'll talk to you next week when the Eagles will be preparing for the Super Bowl. Thanks, Mike.
Take care, guys.
All right, good stuff, man. Mike. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, should Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins be in the Hall of Fame? Yes, for both of them. Choice B, Utley only. Choice C, Rollins only. Choice D, neither of them. Yesterday, both of them fell short yet again.